Ride Real Racing USA, live from the Snook River Grill, 2505 Manatee Avenue East, in beautiful downtown outskirts of Bradenton, Florida. I'm Rick Angies.
Braden Tuckey. I'm Craig.
And we got us a guest co-host in the house.
Hey, man. Turn on the switch.
You're learning stuff here.
Flip the switch up. Okay. There you go.
You are who?
Oh, hey, I'm Wayne Jefferson.
All right, Wayne Jefferson, co-host. Of course, Jack's over there on the phone, as usual.
As usual. In the house, another Tuesday night.
Got some new sponsors on the show.
Power Master.
Jack.
Your
XS battery.
Jack, turn on your mic. Oh, we have you turned down. We have you turned down so far.
Okay, Craig.
Oh, there we go. Now
there you are.
Power Master. Excess power.
Excess power to the max.
Yep. 5-star racing bodies. What kind of racing, what kind of bodies do you use? You use 5-star?
No, I got ARP.
You got ARP? Oh, no. 5-star is the way to go.
As long as you ain't got one of them ABCs.
Right. Yeah, 5-star.
We had a interesting show last night at Inside Florida Racing. I got to sit in with you guys. It was a lot of fun. 3 hours of Don Nerone.
Wow.
Well, I missed that program. Huh?
Yeah, it was last night. I was just thinking about, it would have been a completely different thing if we were doing it here. This show is different. That's our, like Craig calls it, our politically correct Florida racing show.
Semi-politically correct.
But, this one... I would have asked questions on this show that I wouldn't even, we just don't do that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. You can check that out.
Don't want to upset Carol Wicks.
Yeah, no doubt.
You go to realracing.com and go to Inside Florida Racing. 90% of our monthly bandwidth was used up on that last night.
Tonight.
Before we get on to tonight, get off racing just a little bit.
Politics?
No politics. Politics still in sports. In the sports area. Michael Vick and his dogs. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
I didn't do it. I was never there. He got indicted today.
No.
Yeah, he got indicted today for dog fighting.
You're kidding?
Yeah.
For like being an accessory to dog fighting,
being a promoter.
Being a promoter of dog fighting.
Yeah. So we need to get him on Inside Florida Racing, and he can teach us how to promote racing along with dog fighting.
You're kidding me.
Show. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, he got indicted today. Of course, we got Wayne here. We're warming him up for next Tuesday night, the Sunshine Speedway reunion show. Wayne, what's the buzz like up there in the Pinellas Park area?
Well, as much as anybody I've been running into, I've been telling about it as much as I can, and I've got a lot of pretty good amount of feedback from it, and a lot of people that I know I've talked to is going to be there, so I think it's going to be a pretty good show. It should be pretty crowded there, really, to be honest with you. I'm going to try to get off work a little early, get over there and get with you guys and see how it's going. And I got my rest of my family and some family from Georgia coming down that's going to just happen to be here that night, actually, and they're going to be out there too. So it's good. I've gotten everybody I've talked to, I've told about it and reminded them.
Yeah, I've gotten tons of emails, responses on the message boards. I've been all over the internet. That's at Quaker Steak and Lube. That's what, 1049, Jack? What's the address of that place?
Well, I'm not sure. I'll get it to you in a minute, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm still looking up Michael Vick on NFL.com.
Oh, okay. You got all night to do that, man. But you and I and Terry went up there Sunday, checked out the place. We're pretty impressed with it. That place is
huge. It's big.
It's huge.
There it is.
Hadn't been a place like that since Lug Nuts.
No, yeah, it's a real good place. And we go there on the bike nights on Wednesday nights, and they got 2,500, 3,000 bikes there, and the place is just packed inside and out. Parking lot's full. They got the cops out there directing traffic for you, and it's going to be plenty of room there for guys to bring their cars down, and anybody that's got any history of Sunshine Speedway to come on out and have a good time with us.
And Terry will be there around noon. If you want to bring your car and drop it off, got your old street stock, your enduro car, whatever, sitting in mothballs somewhere up there in Pinellas Park or wherever, you want to bring it up so people can see it. Terry will be there at noon to help you park the cars. We'll be watching them. The party's going to start at 4:00. We're going to start broadcasting around 6:00. It's going to be a hell of a time, man.
It's actually 10400. 10,400.
Okay.
49th Street North in Pinellas Park. It's right off Route 19.
Yeah, most people are probably pretty much going to know where it is. Yeah. If they don't, I mean, you give a little holler on the message board
Map
or something.
MapQuest.
Google. Google it. It'll take you the long way around.
Most people from around the area there know the place well. So,
yeah, it's a huge place, man, no doubt.
So who we got on tonight, Jack?
Well, you have the paper, see, because I don't have a paper.
Oh, you don't have a paper?
I don't have a paper.
Bo Slocum?
Jack's flying by the seat of his pants.
Yeah, we got Bo Slocum, winner at Birmingham in the ASA Late Model Southern Division. It's his second win.
He's got some big news, too, doesn't he?
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Yeah.
Christy
Hudson?
Yeah, that was her. She was just calling. She said she was listening to us do our test, and she thought that was kind of humorous.
Oh, right. I think one of the mics was open.
Arkansas Racing, man. We're going Arkansas Racing. You can't get more heartland than Arkansas.
Arkansas. You know, and you don't. You need to start up a website, another website, Jack.
Yeah,
ArkansasStockCarRacing.com.
Home of Mark Martin, isn't it?
Yeah, home of Mark Martin. John Mitchell, late model racer from Arkansas. He's part of this series that she started up. Got some drag racers. Now this guy should be cool. Number one, his name's Jerry Lewis. He's from Mechanicsville, Maryland. And he drives a 68 Volkswagen Beetle on the street.
And it's not Jerry Lee Lewis.
And in the eighth mile, this car clocks 6.51 seconds at 111 miles an hour, right at 10 flat and a quarter mile in a Volkswagen.
That's pretty impressive.
That bad boy got to be shaking. Mark Young, super stock driver, and super stock Mustang. Now, see, back in my day, that's what we did. We drag raced, and we had Fords, my dad. We ran a 289, but we damn sure weren't running that fast. We'll have to see.
How fast? That's pretty fast.
Yeah, 964, 136 miles an hour in the eighth mile. That's cranking.
And, Wayne, you said you've been hanging around some drag racing stuff.
Well, yeah, I just we're working over at Nelson Competition. Chris Nelson's the owner. He does a lot of drag motors for guys, a lot around the state here in our area and all, but a lot of guys out of state too, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, some of that NMCA stuff that they run, that eight-race deal they run around all over the country there. And he has some guys that he takes care of, and he got a pretty good business going there with doing some drag race motors. It's really high-end stuff.
Now, you've been around building stock car motors for a long time, kind of high-end stuff, super late model stuff, top-notch open-wheel stuff. What do you see in the difference in the drag racing stuff compared to the roundy-round?
Well, it's pretty much kind of night and day, I guess.
Straighter.
And they've said that. You know, they can take the driver out of it. They can have a driver that's not quite as capable of getting the job done and be able to put a good horsepower under him and work the clutch right and get things set up right for him, and he still can get the job done. So what I've seen is it's just a lot higher horsepower, a lot higher end stuff. You know, you're looking at 1,000 horsepower, 1,500 horsepower, 2,500 horsepower. You know, where we're dealing with motors that are, you know, 300, 400, 500, 600 horsepower at the most, you know. So big difference there as far as the horsepower goes and the quality of the stuff. So
what would you think would happen if you put, like, one of them 1,500 horsepower motors and say your super late model and took it to Lakeland?
He'd probably just burn a tire and slap off of it.
Yeah, that'd be a whole different deal. Craig, where you been lately, man? I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, brother.
On the other side of the world, I was in Edmonton, Alberta, the Texas of Canada.
The Texas of Canada.
For the Rocky Mountain Nationals. We had a couple crazy upsets up there. We had in Nitro Funny Car, Terry Haddock, his first win ever, national event win in Nitro Funny Car, and edged Dale Creasy out, who's the current points leader.
Creasy, didn't he used to drive for Force?
What did he Long use to, time ago. Yeah. Well, his dad, Dale, this is Dale Creasy Jr.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then Terry McMillan in Top Fuel, and he also drives a alcohol funny car, and works, you know, Torco's main guy.
Uh-huh.
And so we had a couple major upsets in the wins. So it was pretty
Alberta, Canada, there's not a whole lot there, is there?
Oh, yes, there is.
Is there really?
Let me tell you what. There's more natural gas and oil.
No, I mean stuff.
Yeah. You got
what kind of stuff? What stuff are you talking about?
Ain't no Disney World or nothing.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Do you?
You have the largest mall.
I thought it was mostly wide open plains there.
In the city, you have the largest mall in the world.
How many cities they got?
The city.
That's what I'm talking about, Greg.
In Edmonton. Edmonton has a huge population, believe it or not.
Right, right. I mean, yeah, but it's, I mean, the majority of
welcome
Alberta,
to the Real Racing Geography Show.
Google this.
101. No, it's you have West Edmonton Mall, which is the largest in the world, and the people that own that also own the one in Minneapolis, the Mall of the Americas.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. Shopping freaks, get on a plane and get out there. Crossing the border is always fun. Remember to have your passport.
And there's dirt roads in Alberta that you can get across.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, one or two. Yeah. Google let me tell you what. That event, we packed on Saturday night. They had so many people when we were starting the beginning of the pro rounds at night that it was literally backed up over across the interstate, which is a couple miles, and over the overpass. The road was entirely backed up all the way with people jamming in. There had to be 15, 20,000 there, easy.
Speaking of national events, your buddy, John Force, finally won one.
Hey! He was off his game. He's back now.
Yeah, well, they got it back on. He made semifinals last weekend, won the week before.
Like he said, it's, you know, you get off your game and
yeah, you guys are talking like, you know, that's racing, but let me tell you about real racing, okay?
Tell us about it, Jack. Come on, Jack.
Flurry of last-minute entries have swelled this year's entry to the 12-hour lawnmower race. 52 teams will be taking part in four classes. Looks like the best event yet. Where is it? It's in Chichester College in Brineberry Campus in Polebury, West Sussex. I think that's in England.
Do they have a spot of ale before they get on the lawnmower?
Shut Rick up. That's pretty good.
I'll have a comeback for that one. They got stuff in England.
The only problem, Jack, is at 4 o'clock they break for high tea.
High tea?
High tea. Not to be confused with low tea.
Why don't we take a quick break and come back?
And I'm going to find Wayne something to eat and drink.
find Wayne something to drink, and we'll come back with Bo Slocum.
Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stub Master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed. guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and U.S. 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
We are back here at Real Racing USA, and on the line with us right now, the winner of the last ASA South race, we've got Bo Slocum. Bo, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. After last couple races we've had, we're doing real good.
I mean, the last time we talked to you, Bo, was right after the win up in Georgia. You had just got the car together and won that race.
Yeah, we got it together last minute, ended up going down there winning the race. Luckily, it was at my home track, so we didn't have to do a whole lot of testing or practicing. And then we ran another race about a month later down at New Smyrna and had a good car, didn't qualify real good, came up through the field, got to fourth place, and me and Jason Boyd got tangled up, and I ended up spinning him. They sent me to the rear, and we came back to seventh. And then this past weekend, went over to Birmingham and ended up qualifying fifth and ended up winning the race. So it's been two out of three races, been pretty good for us.
Well, you know, I mean, a seventh place finish isn't that bad at that race at New Smyrna. I was up there for that one, and I mean, that was a crazy race.
It was real wild. I know the boy, we figured we could run about third, maybe second, because Brandon Johnson, the boy that won, he was checked out, and we didn't figure we had anything for him. We figured we could run second or third in that race, but ended up seventh, getting in some trouble, and that's the way it goes sometimes.
That happens like that. Now, like I said, when we talked to you last, you'd just gotten the car together. Basically, you know, we're wondering how you were going to go race from race, and all that's turned around for you, hasn't it?
It turned around big time. After we won that race, I was on vacation and got a phone call from Tony Townley, who owns Zaxby's and Brothers Racing Team. He asked me if I'd like to come drive for them and take me racing. And I said, absolutely. He just told me to give him a call whenever we got back from vacation. We work out all the details, and we actually signed the contract at the racetrack in New Smyrna that Saturday afternoon before the race. And been racing out of their shop ever since. Ended up working out great for us.
I mean, you can't get a better deal than that. And then you got something exciting coming up, what, tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night, yeah. After we won in Cordell, a guy by the name of Chuck Thompson there in Macon, works for State Farm Insurance, goes to our church, got real excited and got behind me trying to do a bunch of PR work for me and stuff. And said, we need to have some kind of a benefit banquet or promotional dinner to try and get a bunch of basically the big dogs in Macon get behind me and let them know what's going on, what we're trying to do, get them to help me out, get me to the next level, get me through this year racing and everything. We talked to some people at Bass Pro Shops that we know, and they said, you know, if y'all can figure it all out, y'all can have it here in our Tracker Boat Center. We'll move all the boats out. You can bring your race car in, do everything you want to do. Well, it just so happened that I'm real good friends with Ryan Newman. And they said, if you can get Ryan Newman there, we think we can get over 1,000 people here. No telling, you know, what we can get. So I got in touch with Ryan. Took me a little while to get in touch with him, but I got in touch with him, and he said, anything I can do to help you, because he understood what our financial situation was. He said, anything I can do to help you to further your racing career, you just let me know.
Now, what
got it all figured out. I called him back and told him when the date was and what we were going to do.
What do you think of that, Wayne?
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. You know, that's what everybody's looking for.
Yeah, but we got sitting with us right now a super late model driver down here in Florida, call him the Rocket Man, Wayne Jefferson, and he's sitting here listening in on your story.
Uh-huh.
And now you've gone from pretty much, you know, you were anonymous when you were headed to Georgia, didn't know what it looked like. What's life like now for Bo Slocum?
Same. I go to work every day. I still work for Rusty Clanton every day through the end of the summer, and starting in August, I'm going to start work over there in Fayetteville with Brothers Racing Team over there at the Zaxby shop, and we're just carrying on like we did, trying to do the same thing we've been doing.
So, but isn't there more, like, media people trying to get a hold of you, and your name's out there more?
Yeah, I mean, we've been promoting this thing pretty big on the radio. Me and Ryan was on the radio this morning trying to pump me up to the public. And, I mean, I've talked to some, had a bunch of newspapers call me and stuff. I mean, it's changing. I hope it's changing. I mean, it's changing, but I just hope it keeps on changing for the best.
Well, you get Ryan Newman coming to your party. It's definitely changed, man.
Yeah, it's changed. Yeah, it has changed.
That's cool.
Yeah, the bottom line is you just keep wheeling that unit like you've been doing there and getting them wins on the board like that and doing that in front of the right people, and it's all going to go the way you want it.
I sure hope so. I mean, I must have done something right. I mean, I guess if I wasn't doing anything or I wasn't winning races or performing like we should, then, I mean, Ryan probably wouldn't agree to do anything or, you know, but I guess we got his attention, so he's behind me trying to help him get me to the next level.
But are you surprised at the attention the ASA series is getting?
No, I mean, it's always been, you know, a well-known series. I mean, you know, big names, Rusty Wallace, Mark Martin, a bunch of big names have come from there.
But, yeah, I mean it kind of faded out a little bit there. People were unsure of it. This year it's just taken off like a bang.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's just all worked out great for us. I mean, we're performing at our best that we ever have right now in this, you know, nationally known series. So hopefully we'll get the recognition that we need to get to the next level.
Are you going to make any of the challenge races?
We're going to run a challenge race this weekend at Motor Mile Speedway.
What about Bristol? Looking at Bristol?
I wanted to do Bristol, but Joey Clanton was unsure if we should, so we kind of we had it on the schedule and we scratched it out. Just didn't want to tear up two race cars. Figured that if we did tear them up, that they wouldn't just be fenders knocked off or spindles or anything like that. It'd be a demolished race car. So we actually scratched that race off.
So your next race will be Orange County Speedway in North Carolina.
We're going to run Motor Mile.
Oh, I got you.
ASA Challenge race, and then the next race will be Orange County.
I got you. Okay, cool.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks for spending some time with us, and you have fun tomorrow. Go raise some money.
We're gonna try. I appreciate it. We'll hope to talk to you next week.
Yeah.
We're lucky.
Well, you can guarantee every time that Bo Slocum wins, he'll be on Real Racing USA.
Got that right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Bo.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good luck.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, you know, when he was up at Watermelon Capital, man, that was when he qualified first after almost wrecking his car in the first trip around the track. And then, man, he drove a hell of a race to win it. I mean, it wasn't like he got out there and just stayed. You know, he had to race to get there, and it was pretty cool.
We were standing right there in turn four when him and Boyd got together.
Oh, at New Smyrna?
At New Smyrna, yeah, because Boyd,
oh, that's
roaring.
Right. That's
Boyd,
right.
Boyd was roaring back up through the field.
Yeah.
And he was
coming in that race, too.
Right.
If he hadn't been in that wreck with Boyd, he was definitely coming.
Yeah, he's top five car, no doubt about
it.
Oh,
absolutely.
You ever seen these ASA cars, Wayne? Oh, Wayne's going to order, so let's let Wayne order.
Yeah, we're taking care of business here at the Snook River Grill.
Yeah, Snook River Grill, 2505 Manatee Avenue East in Bradenton.
He
talks loud.
He wants me, you know, see, here's the thing.
I'm going to beat you over the head.
You have to turn my mic down because I got a big mouth.
I'm going to turn you off.
All right. Well, you've done that before. Okay, so listen. Why don't we take a break and then come back and go Arkansas racing? We'll go to Bill Clinton's territory.
There you go.
Ooh. Bill who?
Mark Martin.
Mark Martin, baby.
Yeah.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
CarNag.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNag.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNag.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNag gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see a stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wayne Jefferson, driver of the number 1 open wheel modified and number 94 super late model. And you are listening to Real Racing USA.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Back live at the Snookerville Grill. Oh, no, we're not.
To new heights, then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stuff. Getting a little personal, don't you think? Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Rob Partolo, driver of the 93 ASA late model, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Driver drops, then
did he wreck again?
Cut it out.
No, he finished 13th or 14th.
16th or 15th.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he finished 12th.
Good, good, good. One thing to do good.
Jack, do you want to introduce our next guest?
Oh, we have a guest on the line?
Yes, we have a guest the line. Yes.
Well, let me see here. The Karnak machine says we're going to Arkansas.
We are going to Arkansas.
The Karnak machine with the wrong number.
Christy Hudson, president of the Arkansas Motorsports Professionals Late Model Series. Welcome to Real Racing USA, Christy.
Thank you very much.
How's the weather out in Arkansas?
Pretty warm today. It's not a nice change, though, from all the rain.
Yeah.
Pretty warm here, too.
Yeah. What on earth drove you to start a late model, dirt late model series in the middle of Arkansas?
Actually, it stemmed a long ways away. Actually, I was growing up around late model racing all my life, and we had late model racing pretty much at a good, you know, had them quite a bit in Arkansas, and then they just kind of drifted off out of here. The only late model shows that we actually got anymore was a Super Series coming into the state, and we took and wanted to get the late model racers that were in our state back on the tracks racing because they had nowhere to race.
So
that's where it came from.
What's your background in racing besides being a fan?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's your background in racing besides being a fan?
I stemmed from being a longtime fan to going and helping just some of the local tracks in our state promote events, you know, special events, try to help get public involvement, bring more racers into our state, and things just went from there.
Yeah, Christy, we were talking the other day when a couple of days ago we were talking about this. You told me there's like 11 tracks in dirt tracks racing in Arkansas these days. Give us just an overview of what racing's like in Arkansas for people obviously who aren't there.
The racing here, most of the tracks in Arkansas are all clay tracks. We don't have gumbo. Here, you go to get over to West Memphis, you find a gumbo track over there, you get down to Greenville, there's gumbo down there for the most part. Some of the biggest races that go on here in the state of Arkansas, you know, you have the Topless that runs at Batesville. You have Short Track Nationals, Topless Modified Nationals that run out of Little Rock, Arkansas, I-30 Speedway. Monticello, they just do general racing from time to time. They add in some late model racing, the specials, and that's, you know, pretty much all of them do the same. All the races are the same, pretty much. They're all quarter mile tracks. Batesville, I think's bigger. It's a 3/8 mile up there.
Now, there's no pavement tracks in Arkansas?
No, sir, not at all.
Is short track racing up there pretty well supported?
Yeah, we get a lot of fan attendance at all of the tracks, and we're seeing more fan base come out now since the late models are back on some of the schedules. Like one of the tracks that we actually we visited several tracks already this season that have had record grandstand attendance, you know, with the late models being on the schedule there. A lot of people love the short track racing, and it's just worked out good, everything.
Now, how many tracks does your series travel to?
We have been, right now, we have been to I-30 Speedway, which we race with the Super Series out of Little Rock, Arkansas, which is our home facility. We raced there 2 weeks ago. We've been to DB Speedway. We've been to Central Arkansas Speedway. We return to Central Arkansas Speedway this weekend, and the next weekend we go back to DB Speedway. We're still on schedule for Monticello. We've been to Crawford County Speedway. I've been to West Salem Springs Speedway, which is right across the Arkansas-Oklahoma state line.
What length races and what kind of payout you guys put out there?
We have a set pay scale. Our races are $1,500 to win, guaranteed $200 to start on a 20-car field.
They got to run a certain type of tire, track tires. Do they have to buy tires every race? Do they need to buy tires every race?
Some racers, it depends upon what they want to do. This year, going into this thing, I felt like a lot of the issue holding back a lot of the racers was the tire rules that was out there. I wanted to take the tires that most people in Arkansas run whenever they're off traveling and that they already had in their possession, and I wanted them to be able to run those tires and be competitive. And at the same time, I wanted to create a spec tire for the AMP series. So we contacted Day Motorsports, and they built us a spec tire, MD56 spec tire for the series. They are allowed to run the spec tires, or they can come in and stamp their own tires. It'll cost them $10 to have their tires stamped, but we thought that it was cheaper for the racers to be able to stamp a tire than have to spend $800 forcing them to buy tires in order to run with us.
Absolutely. That's why I asked. You know, a lot of that down here in Florida is a big issue of expenses, the tires. You know, pretty much all the races we go to, we got to buy tires, maybe two sets, maybe three sets sometimes, just to get some good practice in. So that's a big expense deal.
I really thought that, you know, saving them some money would help a lot, and it has. It saved the racers around here a ton of money.
Yeah, that keeps the car counts up.
Well, I was looking on your website, the AmpSeries.com website. That's your website, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got a lot of drivers listed there. There's probably, what, 40, 50, something like that?
We've got 42 paid members on the series. One of those members we lost. He was in a accident at Greenville, Mississippi earlier this year. Kenneth Mitchell, dirt late model racer, that's known everywhere. He's from Strong, Arkansas, but we keep his name for memory. We have a memory page for him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So you got 40 some drivers signed up for your series. What's the average attendance driver wise for one of your races?
Our average attendance right now has been about 15 currently. Had a couple of rainouts. The rest of our events is that we've had two races centrally located, and then a shut super. We helped fill the field with our super was at Little Rock, and they had 20 cars on Friday night. 14 of those cars belong or paid members on the series. You know, we just helped support them. We went to Greenville, Mississippi. We was a challenge race with the Mississippi State Series, and we had 13 members, and I think they had about 8 or 9 there. So we feel like we're doing pretty good. It's just our first year. Everybody's got growing pains, and I think that I've missed a bunch of those growing pains thanks to the wonderful help of all the drivers.
A touring series is not the easiest thing in the world to get started. We've seen it down here in Florida, where we've got, you know, plenty of people, plenty of cars. Arkansas is probably a whole different ball game, and yes, for you to just start it this year, I think that's pretty good.
Yes, thank you. We, some of the local drivers that we have around here, that, and I do say local, meaning inside the perimeters of the state of Arkansas, these guys have had to travel off to be able to race. And myself, I am a huge late model fan, have been for years, as well as a Sprint fan. And, you know, I wanted to be able to get these guys that had these cars that are just sitting on knots that they cannot afford to go out of town and race and bring it to the promoter and set the promoter a deal to where they can actually afford to bring these guys in and let them run.
You want to move to Florida?
Pardon?
Yeah, we could use you down here.
Well, thank you.
That's what we need. We got plenty of cars that are hidden out in garages, places that people can't afford to race
grass
them right
growing
now.
Up
and,
through them.
And a lot of different classes, too, not just one particular.
Honestly, I mean, I feel like if the track promoters can't afford to have you, you know, how can they run you? If you can get it on a cost that the promoters are happy with, that the racers are happy and pleased to run for, and be close to home, and it be affordable for the track promoter. You know, everybody gains from it. You know, the racers get to race, the track promoters get to let them race, and the fans get to see them.
So do you have, like, what kind of business? Is this because of your business background, or you have a background in promotions and things like that, or did you just jumped in this deal?
Well, I've helped different tracks for a long time, supply information out to the public, and let them know of races that were taking place and invite racers from all over, even people I didn't know I would contact. I'm the first person that would pick up the phone and call Dale Earnhardt Jr. if I had to, you know, to see if they'd come to a race. And that's where it came from. That's how it got started. I mean, I started writing a book first of the year, and just one thing just led to another.
That's pretty cool.
You know, and I gotta agree with her. I mean, we cover all kinds of racing. We cover drag racing. We cover jet dragsters. We cover it all. I work at a stock car track. But to me, of all the racing that I've ever seen, there is nothing like a dirt late model race.
Yeah, buddy. Go to East. We can't wait for East Bay Raceway here during the Winter Nationals to check out the dirt late models when the big guys come in. I see you got a picture here on your website of Billy Moyer Jr.
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Yeah, he's big time down here.
We have Billy Moyer Jr. We have John Mitchell. We have got a 13-year-old driver out of Broken Bow, Oklahoma, Gary Scott Christian. We have a 21-year-old, really, he's out of Truman, Arkansas, named Kyle Beard. And we've set up for him to be a guest on your show in a week or so, a couple weeks. We've got some really, really good drivers. Some of the fans' best that they want to see is local drivers in our area. You got Terry Henson and Joe Long, Charlie Cole. There's just, the list goes on. Dwayne Hottinger, he was a Mars regular. You know, he lives here in Russellville, Arkansas, and he's racing, and they're all doing well. They all get along. They all try to help. If I come up to a clinch in the road, they all try to help me. They don't jump on me. They don't yell and scream and fight. I mean, it's wonderful. They're wonderful people.
We need to get her a plane.
Well,
to fly.
Yes. Hey, Christy, you know, when you know how I knew you that you this was going to be cool and you were a promoter for real? Because a lot of people call, you know, people that run racetracks or run series or whatever, they're called promoters, but they're not all promoters, you know what I mean? And you called us. And normally I have to spend, you know, we spend a lot of time because we do a lot of different broadcasts for shows, and there's a lot of time spent tracking people down and arranging people for guests. But it's amazing to me, and I've been involved in the racing media now for about 10 years, it's absolutely amazing to me how many promoters don't contact us. You know what I'm saying? And
you know, I just can't understand it either, because I want these guys to be known to me. They are the next.
You sure you don't want to move to Florida? I ain't heard anybody say that, but that's absolutely the way that a racer wants to feel when they have a, you know.
And maybe they are all just as special as anyone else that lives in any headline. And I want them to feel treated that way. And I want them, you know, I want to get as much publicity for them as I can, because I want these people to know they are here and they do exist.
All right.
Absolutely, and they put out some of the best racing around, too. I mean, everybody, you know, wants to tag along with the NASCARs or the IRL or something. But, man, on Saturday night short track, especially dirt late models, is just an awesome show.
So, Christy, your website is ampseriesampseries.com. And I'm going to send you off an email and arrange so that you can send us your results and things like that. We can publish them on our Southern Short Track website that we run, which covers dirt and asphalt racing all over the country. And also, we're going to talk to the driver of the number five late model, John Mitchell, here in a few minutes. So,
yeah, he does a GRT house car. He's out of Conway, Arkansas. A very nice gentleman. He is one that shows up and supports the series to the fullest. He has not missed one race this year. Matter of fact, there's a lot of our guys that have not missed one race.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right. Well, I tell you what, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We're going to have a couple of more of your drivers on here, and I think we set it up for early August, correct?
Yes, sir. Kyle Beard for August the 7th, and I would be happy if y'all wanted to have every one of them on your show.
We'll do it.
And thank you so much for giving us the time on your radio and talking with us and letting the world know that we're here, you know, and we like to race, and we invite all of y'all to catch one of our races or catch some results. There's a lot of media going out. I really try hard to get it out there.
All right. Dirt late model racing is alive and well in Arkansas.
Definitely. No doubt.
Good job.
Thank you so much.
Good all talking right, with you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. That's pretty cool. You know, and I talked to about a dozen drivers the other night when I was down at Charlotte County Motorsports Park for that super late model race. There were some drivers there who weren't racing.
Right.
And Joe Winchell and Chris Turner and right. Just a bunch of other guys. And it was interesting. It seemed to keep coming up, and I started asking them after a while, does it make a difference if the promoter calls you up and asks you to come? Wayne, you give us your take on that.
Absolutely, it does. It just depends. You know, you may or may not have had plans or can afford to go, but it absolutely makes you feel a lot better to know. And I get phone calls from every racetrack around at some time or another to come up and run their shows. And sometimes I've been there and sometimes I haven't, you know, and I call and say, hey, you know, look, I can't make it. I already had plans or whatever. But absolutely, when I get a call, though, I try to make it just because they made the effort to call me.
Now, was it Joe Winchell or Chris Turner who came up with the second place to win?
Yes. Chris Turner said, and we have John Mitchell standing by, but this is real quick. He said, you know what the promoter ought to do is instead of paying $3,000 to win and $2,000 for second, he ought to pay $3,000 for second and $2,000 for first place, and you'll see who wants to race for money and who wants to race.
Who wants to win?
Who wants to win?
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting concept.
And it'd go a different way every time, probably.
John, what do you think of that?
John Mitchell from the late model AMP series in Arkansas. Welcome to Real Racing USA, man.
Hey, man, how are y'all doing?
Good. What do you think of that idea? $3,000 to come in second and $2,000 to win.
Oh, man, that'd be good if you'd run second, wouldn't it?
I was going to say, he's probably going to have a one-sided opinion if he's run second a bunch or won a bunch of races, one or the other. So,
that's right.
No, yeah, it just picks out the drivers. Most drivers, they try to, we'll race for nothing if you get down to it, but then, you know, it doesn't cost nothing to show up. So, you know, we got to have some kind of reimbursement.
John, we were just talking to Christy Hudson, who is the promoter for your series. She had a lot of insight on this series. What's your take on it?
On the what now?
On the AMP series.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a good deal for Arkansas around here. Really, the late model stuff has died down here in the last year because really just getting so expensive to run it. And she's kind of brought that series in to kind of help some of these guys, get their cars back out and do some racing.
What's your background in racing, John?
We've started in go-karts. Moved up to IMCA modifieds, and then actually been racing late models for 5 or 6 years, and just back and forth now. Actually, and we're actually putting another IMCA modified together to hit some of these big shows here at the end of the year.
So, are you basically an Arkansas-based driver? Do you travel? How's that work?
I'm from Greenbrier, Arkansas. I work at GRT Race Cars. We actually build dirt late models and modifieds. And we're like a house car here, and we run Arkansas and just run around. Actually, I mean, we do like traveling to Texas, Missouri, Mississippi, Louisiana. I mean, we kind of just race everywhere, but kind of tried to run all her races in her series this year.
Now, we don't here. We're based here in Florida, and we don't get a lot of information about Arkansas racing. And she was telling us that the fan count up there is pretty good, and the racing's pretty heavy. What's the different type of classes they're running up there?
Well, they have actually the most popular class, like the IMCA modifieds. I mean, there's a lot of those cars, and you know, there's a lot of tracks that run those. The dirt late model deal in Arkansas, I mean, we've got some good drivers from here, but like Billy Moyer and Wendell Wallace, I mean, they're from Arkansas, and have some big money races here too. They have the Topless 100 at Batesville that brings a bunch of fans, and you know, good for the racers too.
So you're basically running a GRT house car?
Yeah, we are a house car. We run out of the shop here. We have 207 GRT late models, and like I said, putting together an IMCA modified for right here at the end of the year to make a few races in it too.
Now, we see quite a few of those cars down here, like at East Bay and Volusia during the Winter Nationals.
Yeah, we have some drivers that get down there and do that deal. I hadn't actually ever came and ran that deal. We're looking to do it here in the near future, but like I say, we usually stay around 4 to 6 hours is pretty much the farthest we go from here.
I tell you what, that open wheel modified race at Volusia this year, I think drew over 200 cars.
Yeah, that was a good race.
And I mean, a ton of cars there, and I saw quite a few of those GRT cars.
Yeah, that deal is, I can say the mod deal is big, especially down there. We probably build more late models than we do mods, but in that area, we actually have a lot of modifieds.
Now, explain to me a little bit the difference, because like when I watch the dirt modifieds race, they're very similar to the body action and the suspension and everything of the late models, appearance-wise.
Yeah, the actually, like all our late model stuff is four-link suspension. And actually, we've been on like some swing arm three-link suspension on the modifieds up to this year, and actually converted them to like a four-link, which puts it right there like a late model. And really, the IMCA class is coming up to be like the late models, really. I mean, they keep opening the rules up, and, you know, it's headed that direction.
And what about the expense of that, the IMCA? Is that deal a lot cheaper than the late models, or is it starting to get up there around the
same? Well, it's getting right there with it. It's still cheaper, but it's cheaper, but it's headed that direction.
Yeah, it's the same way down this way. You know, we got the open wheel, the Florida modifieds, run on the asphalt and stuff, and they got some dirts too, and it's just starting to get more and more, you know, excel more and more in the horsepower range and opening the rules, like you said, and just, you know, that's driving the expense up. So.
Yeah, but that's what's so good about, you know, our getting this series going is it's kind of helped late model racing around here, because, I mean, a bunch of guys are actually headed getting modified because there's so many places to race, and she come up with this little series this year, and you know, kind of got the dirt late model stuff picked back up around here.
So prior to Christy getting this series together, what was it, just the tracks were running late models every once in a while? Did some tracks have it as a regular class? How was that working?
Yeah, we had they had a few tracks around here that ran weekly shows, and we actually ran one of them that was like 2 hours from here last year and won a 5,000, and they had like a 2,000 special over there. We actually raced there a bunch, and you know, didn't travel that much last year, and we still ran off and ran some series shows and stuff like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's just died out. You know, they can't pay the purses and stuff like that. And she's went in, kind of got the purse structure where the track can afford to run us there.
So what kind of laps are you running, 50 lappers, 100 lappers? How's that work?
Yeah, 30 to 40 laps in her series. Like the Topless is 100 laps at Batesville, and it just depends what series. I mean, they're anywhere. We run like a super series, which is based out of Louisiana, and they run like 50 lap races, you know, stuff like that. It's just, you know, just according to what it pays and what series it is.
Well, John, it's been really great talking to you. Who's some of the people who help you out with your car?
Oh, we got actually WW Timber. They're out of Mild, Texas, and towing. They're from Marion, Arkansas. We've got a diesel truck towing service, and then GRT race cars, Integra shocks, JFR Graphics does all our lettering and stuff, Duralight wheels, BSB manufacturing, GRT fab. I mean, we just have a bunch of guys that really help us out.
All right, John, it's been great visiting with you. Wish you all the luck in the world this year with the AMP series.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
All right, brother.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, Arkansas Racing.
Dirt late models. Yeah, we got a couple of more, couple of guys already booked, and we'll just book one or two here and there. We'll cover them all, man.
Yeah.
Dirt late models is cool, man.
Oh, I love dirt late
absolutely.
Models. And like I said, you know, I mean, we don't get a whole lot of information out of Arkansas. Really?
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 We will now.
I was just going to say, maybe we will now. Huh?
Geography 101. Where is Arkansas?
It's the other side of Texas.
Up yonder.
Up yonder?
Up yonder.
Up out yonder. Yonder.
Up north.
Out yonder.
It's up north.
It's out yonder.
Out
see,
yonder.
He's got it right.
Exactly.
We better take care of this commercial break now so that we have time for
vroom, vroom.
Vroom. Late models.
So somebody,
late models.
Somebody's got to get paid.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
Drag racing.
Stevie LeTemp.
Yo, do you need to raise your
turn?
Land and business to new
There's no
heights,
more turning on this show?
No turning. We're going straight.
Development and construction. They do it all. From land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion, to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
PowerMaster is your ASA Series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power Series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
CarNac.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing, message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNac gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper. That's who.
Salute the General.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Real Racing USA, we're coming back, and it's time to go fast in one direction, otherwise known as drag racing. Stevie LaTemp,
live from South Carolina.
Are you ready to go faster than you ever imagined a four-cylinder could ever go?
Yes.
Well, I got the man on the line right now, Jerry Lewis. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Glad to be here.
And, you know, I know if the guys read the notes that I was sending them and stuff, that we talk about four-cylinders, you know, and we talk about the old days, and we talk about the new modern cars, but you got a 1968 VW Beetle.
Yeah, a little bit.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's a little bit different, huh?
Farfugnugan.
Especially, you know, all the guys with the big V8s, and you know how fast they are and the power they produce, but here's a little Volkswagen. This little Volkswagen is a 10-second street machine. It is a legal street machine. And he was up at Roxborough this last weekend and ran some numbers in the heat of the day. And if you would, Jerry, tell us just a little bit about your little Beetle and the kind of numbers you were cranking out up there at the track.
Not a problem. I'm always glad to talk about my car, of course, any chance I can. It's, like you said, 68 Beetle, still based off of an air-cooled premise. We've actually stroked the engine out to a 2275 cc.
About how many cubic inches is that?
You know, I've never really done the math, but it's going to be somewhere in the ballpark of about 145 to 148 cubic inches.
All right, that gives the guys a pretty good idea.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a little cubic inch motor. We dynoed it running on just turbo boost. At 26 pounds of turbo boost, we had 300 horsepower to the wheel.
Good Lord.
I'll tell you what, it's a handful to take down the track. There's a venue out called Unlimited Street. Mm-hmm. A guy named by the name of Dominic Lupino, who heavy into Volkswagen drag racing, started this on the West Coast. And he kind of took some of the ideas from the NHRA guys who do that, I don't know what it's called, please forgive me for my ignorance, but it's a street challenge that they do, and I'm sure you guys are probably aware of it, where they have to do a cruise, you come back, you have to race, you cannot tow your car, you have to drive it in. If you break down for any reason, if you run out of gas, you're done. So we did this thing with Unlimited Street this year in Radford, and we actually planned it down the fastest number, and this is an invite for any air-cooled street-legal Volkswagen to come down to see who has the fastest street-legal car on the East Coast. We went down there, and on turbo only, we ran a 660 at 106 miles an hour. Now, I don't want to take away from anything because there's other guys that are clicking on my heels. So with that in mind, I decided that, you know what, it's time to try and throw a little bit of nitrous into the equation. So that brings me to Roxborough when I met you. Went down there, started spraying a 50 shot, felt good in third gear. Of course, I don't even get out of third gear in the 8-mile track down there. But I thought it would be a great venue to test this car out and see what it's going to do.
Stevie, I got a question here. Did I hear this right that we're talking about a nitrous-powered VW Beetle?
Yes, you did hear that right, but it's actually turbo and nitrous.
It's a turbo nitrous Beetle.
Yeah, we threw nitrous into the equation. Jeez. Because I got turbo on it.
Is that before or after the turbo?
Yeah.
Is it hot pink?
The whole thing about it is the car, I built the car to run on about 35 pounds of turbo boost. I have not run 35 pounds yet. I like to keep it down in the 20 range, or, you know, in the mid to high 20s. In the nitrous, you know, I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot of tech guys out there that know this. The nitrous acts only as an intercooler, really. I mean, it cools that intake charge from that turbo, and it just zooms you right along. But testing it in Roxborough, we increased our speed and time to a 651 at 112, and that was just shooting it in second and third gear.
That's nuts. Jerry, so, you're from Mechanicsville?
Yeah.
So is Maryland your home track?
MIR is my home track.
Yeah, Royce and the gang up there at Maryland International Raceway.
Yeah, great guys. I love going down there. Of course, you know, that track's sea level.
Right.
So that's a fun place to lay down some numbers. And right now, we have run the fastest time of any street legal Volkswagen in this unlimited street class. But there's been a few guys that in the past have run. There's one guy in particular who ran a 10.06, and he got a video footage to prove it. But we're actually going to establish the record, because for right now there is no record for a street legal Volkswagen.
So no official record then, as far as everybody's going on. They've made a pass down the track, but nobody's went out and ran it and backed it up on like NHRA or IHRA tracks then.
Exactly. Now, as it stands right now, the unofficial one on video is a 10.06. It was set by a guy named Kurt Metzger. Not to take anything away from that guy, I'll tell you what, he had built himself one heck of a car.
Hey, Stevie.
Sorry?
I got a question. Now, you got this 10-second Volkswagen that you drive on the street.
Yeah.
How many guys do you embarrass?
Well, you know, I tell everybody, when I had that aspirated motor, I used to run around looking for Mustangs. Now, with this thing, I look for Corvettes.
That would be a sight right there.
That's the beauty of running the turbo on this car, because the compression ratio on this car is only 8.1:1. So, you know, if I want to run this thing down the street, I just throw some pump gas on it, cruise on down the street. You know, I do run a little bit higher octane fuel in it for making my high, boost passes. But other than that, when I'm going down the street, I can still run up 12, 15 pounds of boost on a pretty high-octane fuel.
So what kind of tires do you run on this thing?
I run some Hoosier DOT 9.5-inch slicks. The cheater slicks. So they're good for going a little cruise to an ice cream social, but you definitely want to get caught in the rain in them.
Now, do you have any problems keeping the front wheels on the ground?
Well, all the time. And that's the beauty of that unlimited street. There are no wheelie bars allowed. So you definitely get to see some hairy rides when these things come out of the hole.
Okay, I got to ask you, why a Volkswagen?
Why not?
It's been a passion of mine for years. I remember I grew up with my grandparents. My grandmother had 12 kids. I had 7 uncles who were mechanics. And, man, they would take these Volkswagens. We lived on a farm, and they would run these things through the field and just abuse the living snot out of these cars, and they still would keep running. We flipped one over one time when I was a teenager. Now, I wouldn't recommend this, please. But, you know, we're out goofing around in the field, and we accidentally flipped it over. We got out, flipped it back over, started up, and went home. I mean, you can't do that.
Hey, Stevie. Stevie.
Yeah.
When you're in the stands, when you're in the starting line at MIR, and you look to the stands to the left, I bet there's a lot of green in the air when this guy comes to the line.
All I know is I want to go sit in those stands over on the left, whenever, I don't care who pulls up against him, and I want to have an unlimited wallet, and you know I could retire from motor.
Oh, yeah, and I'm going to be sitting right behind you, too. Right behind you.
I tell you, a lot of fun. We're looking to lay down some nines. Like I said, the 10.06 is the unofficial. I've got SEVWA, Southeast Volkswagen Association, ECPRA, which is the East Coast Pro Racing Association. These are all VW-affiliated sanctioned bodies, and the Unlimited Street. And they're all going to work with me on establishing an official record. And right now we're just looking to take that 10.06, throw it under our belt. Actually, I put the nitrous on it. I personally feel, with some tuning on this car, spraying this thing, and I'm getting a lot of help.
Oh, we lost him.
Stevie, are you there?
We lost connection.
All right.
We have a horrible storm going.
Bad storm going right now.
Right here. At,
can't even see outside.
The Snook River
Grill. I'm surprised we're even still streaming over
and,
there.
Anyway,
they're calling back. But
yeah, we are still streaming. So
10 seconds
horrible.
In a Volkswagen. I would give anything to have that bad boy riding around here back when I was a high school kid.
Yeah, hey, nowadays even.
Yeah,
you know,
this guy got their Corvette.
Get somebody's stuff. Attention and play around with it a little
yeah,
bit.
Pull up next to him at the light. Beep, beep.
And then just bust the front wheels right off the ground. About 3 feet.
I'm telling you.
That sounds like something out of a silly movie. You know? No.
Okay.
It's going.
He's got him hooked up. Yeah. But, yeah, that's comical.
Oh, wild. Yeah. Wild, man.
And this Animal guy, House.
This guy sounds wild, too.
Yeah, right, we got open, Jerry huh? back. Yeah. We got Jerry back.
Jerry Lewis.
Wide open Jerry.
So anyway, Jerry, okay, you had gone over what your passion for Volkswagens was. Where do you see it going from here? I mean, do you see potentially a class for these guys, for you guys?
For what, racing my car?
Yeah.
Well, I'm running it right now in the NHRA Quick 16, the Sony Explode 4 Compact Series. We're second in the points, and we're second only to the GM and K&N Airfilter sponsored Cobalt. We started running this thing. Actually, my first race was down in Richmond in May, and I actually won the Wally there. them guys, they didn't expect that little bug to come out, and I laid down, I think, 10:48 on that pass. And we both kind of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that Quick 16 class.
No.
It's a half-second breakout class. And we both actually ran out the back door and broke out, but he broke out by more trying to run me down.
And what were you running against?
I was running, the car is owned by a gentleman by the name of Brian Ballard, but he's sponsored by GM and K&N Airfilter.
I mean, what type of car was it?
That's a Chevy Cobalt, the 2006 Chevy Cobalt.
So you took that little old German car and busted ass on a brand new Chevrolet.
Isn't that beauty?
Yeah, it's great,
beautiful,
man.
I tell you, man, it's beautiful.
Jerry?
You know, and that's another thing. You ask me why the VWs, they're different. You know, the beauty of it is going to the track, and all these guys just look at it, and, you know, I've got it all enclosed in the back with a deck lid on it. So, you know, they know something's going on back there, but they don't know until you get to the line against them and you're purging that nitrous, and then that turbo kicks on in third gear, and you're just gone like a rocket.
That's so awesome, man.
It's just great.
Well, Jerry, it's been great visiting with you here on Real Racing USA. Definitely something different. That was great, man.
If you don't mind, just wanted to say we've also been advocating with NOPE to allow us to run in some of their heads-up classes. And until now, no air-cooled VW has ever been able to run in any of their classes except for the all-motor class.
They're scared.
And it was by a gentleman by the name of Jack Sacchetti, who kind of worked with NOPE about 5 years ago to allow him to do that. Well, now they're going to allow me to run their heads-up turbo street class, which, to be competitive, I have to be in the ninth, and you have to be a street car. There are guidelines. So we're looking forward to it.
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, well, thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon, man. You can check us out on realracingusa.com, man.
Yeah, we'll send you an email if we pop down them 970s that we're looking for.
All right, brother.
All right, take care.
All right, Jerry Lewis. Not the telethon, Jerry.
It's even funnier.
Volkswagen Jerry.
Volkswagen Jerry.
Volkswagen Jerry.
Man, too funny.
111 miles an hour, baby.
Commercial time. We'll be Volkswagen. Back. More drag racing stuff.
CarNet.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNet.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNet.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNet gets it done.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. Hey!
As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Bartles and James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good!
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down!
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Oh, kid myself!
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Come get you some of that Bartles and James. How about you, Stevie?
I like the papaya myself.
The papaya's got a brand new bag.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, what's going on? I understand we have the Superstock superstar Mark Young on the line.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about sleepers tonight. Now, we had a Volkswagen that was literally incredible, but here's a guy that takes a little 289 Ford Mustang with a two-barrel.
Now, get out of here.
If you guys turn left out there, you're all familiar with that 289 motor. And
with
you know, a two-barrel, not a whole lot can possibly be there. But I'll tell you what, Mark pushed this baby down the quarter mile. He had a best so far of 964, 136
wow.
mile an hour. He is truly one of the bad boys.
That's impressive.
Superstock. Mark, I can welcome you to our show tonight.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've always, as you know, I've always been impressed with that little red Mustang, and I want to hear just a little bit about it. We talked about the man on the Volkswagen, about what got him involved in it. What drew you to Fords and also to that little 289 motor?
Weight brakes drew me to the 289, and drag racing and Ford, that started back to my father was a round tracker. He had a 28 Ford and a 37, and retired from round tracking just as I got started into drag racing. And so it was a Ford history. There's never been a Chevy on the property here.
So you're a diehard Blue Oval man then.
Well, all the way.
When did you get started as far as racing? You said that your dad and raced circle track for years. About what year was it when you finally decided you were going drag racing?
78. I took a street Mustang and hopped it up a bit with a big block. Done a little bracket racing, and in 79 it was super stock. Bought a race ready machine there, and been running that car ever since. And then 4 years ago we got the new 93 Mustang, the red one you spoke of.
Well, on the 69 Mustang Super Stocker as well. Now, is that the 289 four barrel in that one?
Yes, it's got it's in GT trim,
mm-hmm.
which is old or new style motor in cars that they didn't come in. And this is a horsepower race where there's a factor on a particular motor. And I'm running a 65 Mustang 289, has all the light four barrel on it. Even though I'm running in a 69 car.
Well, let me ask you this. I know you're a diehard Ford man, and apparently your dad was, too. Your dad, as far as racing circle track, about how many years was he involved in circle track racing?
10 years. Probably from 68 to 78.
Right in that zone. Curiosity, just basically raced in the Carolinas at your local Saturday night tracks, or what did he all dibble into?
Yeah, local here around Raleigh, Orange County, which is now called, it's called Orange County now. Then it was Trico, the fairgrounds had a track, and a little place called STEM had a round track that, within 50 miles of Wake Forest. Where he raced it.
Well, racing seems to be in the family blood. I understand also that you have a daughter who competes in Junior Dragster, and that she's going to have the opportunity to step up to Superstock on her 16th birthday. Is that right?
That's right. January 3rd. She'll be old enough, and we hope to have her make some test races prior to the season starting in 08.
Well, Which car are you going to let her have now?
We're going to start off with the 69 car. They run 11 flat and a quarter. and see how it goes. And she also, well, she likes that car the best.
Well,
her favorite is the old one.
Talk about a lucky young lady. When I was 16 years old, my father wouldn't even let me drive his car, you know, to the grocery store and back. There was no way on earth. And this young lady already is in her skills honed by you, working in the junior dragster ranks, gets to step into not a stocker, but a super stock machine. You know the wheels are going in the air. Does it kind of scare you somewhat to know your daughter's behind the wheel of a car with that kind of power?
Now, I got faith in her, and I've already made a few test laps back at a house here, and I got a little small 300-yard test track that we she's done some burnouts, and we're going to be fine, I think.
Are you telling me you actually have your own private little drag strip built in the back of your house to test your car?
It's private as of now. It's a little street been paved, kind of part of a development, but... Yeah, for a while now, we got a little place there to kick it a little bit.
So in other words, when they start building homes, you're going to lose your private racetrack.
Yeah, it might upset them a little bit. They're supposed to build three houses back on me. But right now, it's mine.
You need to be selling tickets, I think, whenever you wheel out there to start testing your car. Well, let me ask you, Mark, on Superstock, why did you lean in towards the Superstock versus the stock class or any of the other ones? Stock, I would have thought, would have been a natural, seeing how you were racing, you know, on the street and everything. Well, I shouldn't say on the street, you were doing some racing.
Well, in the local tracks here, Piedmont and Roxboro, in 78, as I went out doing a little bracket racing, there was limited stockers, and they sort of looked like bracket cars. You know, they went fast. And at that time frame, Super Stock, that was the only nice cars out there. That was first class. The best you could do in a local basis. So that's right where we started at.
Well, I will tell you guys, whatever Mark does run, he's one of the cars that everybody comes up to the fence line to watch. Because remember now, 289 Tubel in this little Ford Mustang, in his normal launch, he stands the wheels up a solid 3 foot and carries it out probably 80, 90 feet out of the hole. When you see him leave like that, he's about to turn a number. That's when you start really leaning across the fence line and watching the scoreboard. This thing is extremely impressive, and it just fascinates me. Did you develop the two-barrel on this vehicle? It surely can't be an original Autolite two-barrel. What kind of two-barrel do you have on this?
No, it's a Holley, half of a split dominator.
Any idea about how big a CFM?
It flows about
650. 650 CFM. Really? Isn't there some type of rule or something, too? They also have, isn't there a restrictor plate that IHRA has that you have to run?
Yeah, that's correct. Inch and three-quarter restrictor plate. We have to run it all tracks. And a few other people have run the split dominators, but we kind of found something there to make them work. And it also, one time I was running some 351 cubic inch motors, and I need a 289. Would do better with a smaller carburetor rule. Smaller the motor, the better. Not many people's trying to run big blocks in two-barrel class these days.
Just doesn't make sense as far as trying to get the CFM through it,
I mean, a small motor, the two-barrel don't hurt me all that much versus if I had a big motor in it. I used to run some 428. The first 18 years of running, two barrels would kill it.
Hey, Mark, your daughter also races in drag races?
Yeah, she's been running a junior dragster for about four seasons now.
All right.
Junior dragster is a big class we had out there in Edmonton. We had, like 50 of them.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep, I was surprised to see the results there on the IHRA National event.
Yeah, we had all kinds from little dragsters up to little mini funny cars, and these kids, they're going like 90 miles an hour, and it's just incredible, you know, like the age groups.
Well, you know, you're right on that. You know, I think a lot of people realize just how fast these, what we call a junior dragster, really is. You know, that started out, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mark, but it started out with little 5-horsepower brakes and Stratton engines. But they have stepped those motors up. They're pushing 35, 40 horsepower. Is that right?
That's right. I got one at 38 horses now. And we started out with a stock motor, run 1350s at 45 miles an hour. That was good for about one season if you wanted to go faster. And we're running some low tens now at 65 miles an hour.
Well, Terry, I think what you've done as far as training your daughter and taking it in steps is the right way to do it. Naturally, it's great to be able to teach a future drag racer as young as possible, but you also managed to put her into a class that was very safe where she could hone her skills on driving. You really didn't have to worry about the speed so much. Those little juniors, I think, looking at their construction, are extremely safe.
Yeah, I'd agree they're safe. We are protected there. We got a nice car here built by Quick Kids that serves us well.
Well, Mark, sounds like you got everything under control there, and appreciate you coming on and talking with us tonight on Real Racing USA with us and together. And keep the wheels up in the air.
We'll do it.
All righty.
Glad to be in there.
Yeah, right. It's funny, you know, like you get a
Mark Young, thanks, guy.
You get a stock car race, late model stock car racer like Wayne Jefferson, and you tell him keep the wheels on the ground, man. And you talk to a drag race, so keep the wheels up in the air, guy.
Yeah, we were talking in the background with Dylan Oliver. Didn't keep the wheels on the ground at that New Smyrna race.
Oh, he did.
And usually, when you tell a stock car guy, you know, wheels up, that means he's not going the right way.
No, he's not even in the right area.
No.
Yeah, I think what we're going to do, I think we're going to take a little break here. If we can make connection with our illustrious sound man over
there. It's no wonder
so far
everybody
away.
Says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neon. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stuff. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stuff?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Elvis has left the building.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
It's time to go drag racing! 200 plus miles per hour!
Very well be, because I know they lost me once tonight already.
They lost you. We didn't lose you. You're back. It's a miracle. Hello?
Hey, guys.
Steve, you're there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We're just talking, like I'm talking with Tommy Grimes right now. And Tom and I were talking about the weather we've got up here.
Oh, it's crazy down here, too.
It's really bad. In fact, Tommy was saying one of the reasons we haven't been able to get over Greg Thorpe is the weather.
Oh, and, boy.
I knocked my phone out once. Fortunately, I was able to get back to him. But enough of that. I need to introduce you guys first. The man I have on the other line right now is Tommy Grimes. He is the man who rides the Samson Ray Price Nitro Harley. Just an absolutely super individual. I want to welcome you to the show, Tommy. Well, how's it going this evening?
I'm doing fine. Sorry about my voice. Just a little bit under the weather.
Well, as long as you're healed up in time to go back to racing, that's the only thing. I imagine Ray Price is hearing your voice go saying, oh, no, he can't get sick on me now.
You know, Ray, he ain't never worried.
He's pretty well a super mellow guy. When we talk about Ray Price, for a lot of you guys that aren't familiar with is Ray owns the Nitro Harley that Tommy rides, and Ray is one of the legends, and truly one of the legends in motorcycles, not just in Harleys, but in motorcycles. Period. Probably a nicer guy there isn't in the world. But curiosity, how is he to work for? Is he cool and calm as he is whenever he talks with me?
Oh no, He's a little difficult to work with.
Really?
Yeah, he's done it all, so he knows a lot about everything, so sometimes he's a little rough on me.
Yeah, but, it's the student and the teacher theory.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Student gets out of line, sometimes the teacher has to whack the ruler.
Yeah, and he does. He's got a pretty good whip over there, so...
Well, let me ask you, he can't be too hard on you because you've sure done a great job for him. So far this year, correct me if I'm wrong, you've already have two wins in NHRA and a runner-up in the All-Harley Drag Racing Association. Is that right?
Yes, sir, and we also set the miles per hour record in Topeka. We went to 226.36, I believe it was. So we set the miles per hour record there.
So, okay, on your first win, that was that in Tucson?
Yeah.
Tell me about that race. How was it?
That was a great place. That track out there, and the track was extremely great. And the NHRA does an excellent job of preparing the tracks. And, had a little problem on Friday night, but they fixed it. And we went out on Saturday and went number one qualifier and won the race. So made Ray very happy for a little while.
So you had where was your other win at then?
Bristol, Tennessee.
Bristol? Well, you were running, 6:31 there? Was that? Am I correct on that?
Yes, sir, 6:31. I think we went almost 2:22 there. But the air there wasn't just as good, but we still had a great time.
There's a lot of, we were basically almost about 4,000, 5,000 feet above sea level there. And with the corrected air, sometimes you end up with 7,000, 8,000 foot corrected air.
Yeah, one time we had like 6,000 feet of air. I said, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's really starving those bikes.
They are, and Jeremy Hoy did a great job tuning that motorcycle.
Well, let me ask you a few questions here, not just about the racing, but let me find out just a little bit more about you. How long have you been involved?
I've been drag racing since knee-high to a grasshopper, but... just anything I could do drag racing, I've been doing it. I run Pro Mod cars for a little while. Then I got on to motorcycles and been wide open ever since.
Are you the only child in your family?
No, there's four of us.
Hey. Do Does anyone else have the interest to ride bikes?
No, they all think I've got a loose screw up top.
Doesn't that help sometimes?
Yeah, I need a loose screw up there with all the drama that goes on.
Well, do you have any children?
Yeah, I actually have three of them. I have a little boy that's 12, Tyler, which is 3 and a half, and then I have a newborn, which is almost 5 months now.
How long before the 12-year-old is riding?
He's been asking already. He's wanting to know when I can go racing. When can I go racing, Daddy? Won't be long, son. Won't be long. But I actually have a great wife. She puts up with a lot of stuff, and us boys, we get in a lot of trouble, and she yells at us a little bit, but she lets us be boys.
So you get to be one of the kids. That's kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, I get to be the big kid.
Oh, well, tell me a little bit, just how'd you come up with the sponsorship deal with the Samson Ray Price thing?
That was Ray Price is doing there. Ray did that, I think, the year before I come on board. So that guy's name is Kenny Price, no relations, but super nice guy. He loves drag racing, and he found a great opportunity with Ray, so them two worked out a good deal, I believe.
Well, let me ask you, are you going to be going up to Sturgis?
No, sir, we do not go to Sturgis.
Not going to be able to make the turnaround?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Ray does not like Sturgis. Plus, there's some things going on. I think Ray and the boys are going to do some testing, so I believe there's some things happening in our crew that just, you know, things just going a little sour.
Well, you know, one of the things, too, I know you guys got a big race up at Bristol, because Sturgis ends Thursday night, and basically you've got to be at Bristol Friday.
Yeah, and then boys got to haul butt back to get back to Bristol.
Yeah, so there's just about no way to make that one. That's a shame. And because I do know that Greg Thorpe has done a great job on making major changes to Sturgis. I can understand why a lot of the riders in the past weren't real excited about racing at Sturgis, but times are changing at Sturgis, which is really a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, Sturgis, I can imagine there would be a lot of people. Everybody loves drag racing, so Sturgis would probably be a great place.
It's going to be wall-to-wall. There's no doubt in that. It's going to be a wild weekend. And one of the nice things about Sturgis, a lot of the riders out there aren't aware of, and they need to know, is that in the old days at Sturgis, you know, it was a short shutdown. There was a good chance you were going off into the weeds. And there was also hay bales was the closest thing to guard walls they had. Well, those days are gone because now they've added 400 more foot of shutdown so you can stop. And the hay bales are gone. Concrete guard walls are up. Lengthen the track nicely. And new PA system and just new timing system. Really, first-class facility. It's not
yes.
NHRA sanctioned.
Yes, Stevie, we just spoke with Craig Tharp just a few minutes ago, and I guess we're going to go to a commercial here in a minute, and I guess he's going to be on with us tonight.
Oh, well, cool. Thought we'd lost him. Well, let me ask you, so getting back to going into Bristol, what are your expectations to go in there? You've already raced there once this year. You've dealt with the thin air. Feel pretty comfortable going in there, especially, I mean, let's face it, you took them all to the bank.
Yeah, we did a good job at the NHRA race, but I believe that that race there, I'm probably not going to make the Bristol race at HDRA.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my, that's a shock to me. I thought for sure I was going to see you at Bristol.
No, sir. Ray's brought another person on board to do some testing on the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that puts the end to mine and Ray's career together. So,
I'm sorry to hear that. I had no idea.
I know. I found out this afternoon, so it's a little bit of a shock to me, too. So, but, I mean, them boys that worked on race teams, excellent guys, and whoever they picked to ride the motorcycle, you know, got a great opportunity, especially with Jeremy and Justin and Mark. They, you know, got a great opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure going to miss you on that ride because Lord knows I have watched you go down the strip many, many times over the years, and it's always a pleasure to watch you go down. You're truly, truly a first-class rider.
I appreciate that. I'm sorry to catch you off guard there, Steve.
Oh, that's all right. No problem.
Tommy, appreciate you being on with us tonight here on Real Racing USA, and keep turning those numbers. It's pretty impressive.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you much.
All right, bye-bye.
Man, that's some hellacious applause there, boy.
It's no wonder. Everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates.
You ever notice how loud this
they
guy's voice
the right
is
to buy back the vehicle
doing this commercial
dealer to give to their
it's a loud
customer
commercial.
At a lower
it's a
price.
Very loud
ask about
commercial.
The
it's louder than any other commercial we have.
Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton Andrews Dodge.
To raise your land and business to new heights, then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Hi, Gordon. What you been up to?
Big thanks, Fred. I'm a full-time student at bartending college.
Wow! I never had time for a formal education.
Well, I decided to make time, but it's not easy. Bartending college is a 4-week course.
Gee, how far along are you?
Well, let's see. This is Tuesday, the third week. Hey, I'm a junior, and I'm late for a daiquiri lecture. Why don't you join me?
Why not?
Bartending College.
You've already spent enough time on the other side of the bar to qualify for enrollment.
Bartending College.
We'll teach you everything you need to know. You'll get a starter set of bartender's jokes like...
So I says to the guy, you can stay, but the cow's gotta go.
Bartending College.
You'll learn how to roll drunks, water the liquor, and skim the cash register. And remember, as the bartender, you drink for free.
Last call.
For integrity.
Real Racing USA, we're back here talking some drag racing. Not only all Harley drag racing with Stagin' Stevie Letemp.
Hey, guys, I got a special guest on here. You talk about all Harley drag racing. This is the man in all Harley drag racing. This is the GM of the AHDRA, Craig Tharp. Craig,
all right,
how are you doing
cool.
This evening?
Doing good, Steve. How you doing?
Oh, down here fighting the weather. Lots of rain and lightning and stuff going on.
Yeah, we've been having a few storms.
Well, you know where I'm headed straight to?
Yeah.
Well, you know, first I'm going to head to Sturgis, but you know, I need to back up on that because first I need to find out just a little bit about you. Because I know there's a lot of guys out there would like to know. And just curiosity, how long have you been involved with the All Harley Drag Racing Association?
I've been involved with it about 8 years now.
About 8 years?
Yep. We bought AHDRA about 8 years ago, a company that I worked for, and I actually retired from the company and had loved it so much, I bought it and have been running it as a separate entity since 2000.
You do any riding?
Oh, yeah. Not as much as I want to. You know, it seems it's kind of ironic. The deeper I get into Harley drag racing, the less time I have to ride my bike.
Well, curiosity now, if you don't get to ride your bike, you know, don't you sometimes kind of regress and, you know, become depressed somewhat?
I do, but I guess I know it's always there, and I enjoy it when I get a chance to do it. And, you know, it's just a, I guess it's a little bit of a trade-off, and I see a lot of other people, and I see some of the neatest, you know, motorcycles in the world every weekend, so it's good.
Well, you have a 14-event series, and occasionally you have an extra one or two that you tack in there, and I noticed that, you know, a lot of times, you know, Harley riders sometimes get a bad rap, and they're always the tough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You've pretty well proved that wrong, and a good example is I see that you have a charity event coming up. Can you tell me a little bit about the charity event you got coming up in Farmington?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of many. You know, it's a one-day event we're doing with the March of Dimes to raise money for them, you know, we expect it to be a big blowout. We've got, you know, music. They're going to feed all the guys that sign up for the ride, you know, previous at the drag strip. And then we're going to be running some fuel bikes and a lot of local stuff. You know, people bringing their bikes out and just getting a chance to go down the racetrack. Because it can be intimidating. But, you know, it's a good day to come out. And nobody's going to, you know, mess with you and let you go down the racetrack. And, you know, it's where most of our racers come from, our events like these.
Well, I'll tell you, I know my experience with announcing. I've truly, truly enjoyed announcing with the All-Harley Drag Racing Association. And I found out that a lot of these guys that look so tough are really a bunch of big old teddy bears. They're really just super nice guys.
Yeah, generally speaking, it's kind of inversely proportional almost, I have found. You know, the bigger and the badder they can be, the better they are, you know, and you want the kind of people you want on your side, and
yes, sir.
it's all good folks.
Well, talking about bigger, badder, better, I'm headed to Sturgis. You got to tell me, as you know, I'm a novice. I've never been to Sturgis before, and probably most of the guys that are listening to us, guys and gals are listening, have not been there as well. What can we expect when we come into Sturgis this year?
Well, you can expect a little town that normally 6,706 population, I think, become basically 500,000 people. You know, the count goes up and down, and you know, and there's various counts out there, but basically, there's a 500,000 people will go to Sturgis over the 14 days. It's really a 10-day rally, but it's stretched out from the 1st to the 15th now. So the rally's a big deal, and you have to go multiple years to really see it all. And then our race is just, you know, really used to be what they called outside Sturgis, but it's basically in Sturgis almost now. And we go up there. It's not a points event. We go up there and race for 3 days. We got about 5 hours of racing for 3 days. And, you know, we run everything. You know, tons of fuel bikes and, you know, a lot of pro gas and modified bikes. And then, you know, a lot of, you know, ET and sportsman stuff, a ton of it.
So you do have a street class for the guy that rode his bike up there. If he wants to race, he can enter.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people do. I mean, literally, you know, I don't know what the count is actually, but a lot of people enter, you know, and have fun on that in that ET class. You know, anybody can do it, and it's you know, you just got to have the right safety equipment and stuff. But it's a blast.
Well, you talk about safety equipment. I know a lot of the guys used to say, you know, Sturgis was kind of scary because hay bales and shut down, and you've been changing that. How about tell us about some of the major changes you've made up there with the drag strip?
Well, you know, and we quit racing at Sturgis in 2000 because of safety concerns. And we didn't race there for 2 years. And we were able to lease the racetrack and ourselves. And we put up, the first thing we did was got rid of the hay bales and put up concrete walls. And the track was a little short, and we extended it 400 feet. Actually, we did it in increments. We did 300 one year and then went another 100 and put in a nice sand trap, and extended the return road, of course, and it upgraded the lighting and put in a new timing system, and we've got, you know, there were no scoreboards. We put up electronic scoreboards, and then, you know, the all important concessions and stuff, and we've just stepped that up every year, you know, to have you know, good stuff, and because it's really a time for us to give everybody a taste of AHDRA, what our national events are like. And it's run just like a national event, but it's a little more laid back, and we don't allow, we only have 150 room to park 150 bikes up there. Mm-hmm. And so everybody can't come. And, but it's a good place to go. And, you know, there's people from Sturgis all over the country. Well, all over the world, really, but, you know, all over the country there. And it's a chance for them to see what it's like. And, you know, when the AHDRA national event comes to one of their, you know, or within 150 miles or so of their house, you know, it entices them to come to the event. And, so it's fun, and you're going, you know, you'll have so many stories from Sturgis. Lord, it might change your favorite subject.
Well, I understand one more thing, which being an announcer, this really excited me. I understand that we have a brand new PA system in there.
That's right. That's right.
I've gone to heaven.
Yeah, it's kind of by default, too. We got struck by lightning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
How'd you do that? And it took out the PA system and a bunch of the lights and stuff, and we actually upgraded, you know, light bulbs have come so far. We ended up, you know, being able to upgrade some of our lighting, too. So, you know, it was a bad thing, but, it, you know, a lot of good came out of it, too.
The bad thing, it was a good thing. So, in other words, when the fans come out this year, they see an all-new Sturgis drag strip from what they've been used to in the past years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. And what we've tried to do is get a little better every year. And, you know, our plan is to next year really to have activities there at the drag strip every day. You know, we want to do a I don't know if you are even familiar with it, but, you know, a dirt dig, an old-fashioned dirt dig with the motorcycles. And, you know, that's just drag racing on the dirt, which is a show. And,
well, I could get into that, yeah.
Yeah, they put about, you know, 80 or 90 3/8 bolts in the back tire. You know, it looks like a porcupine. And
get out of here, really?
Oh, yeah, the fuel bikes will throw a rooster tail, you know, 300 or 400 feet. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh.
But, but, you know, add some stuff like that, some more fun stuff, you know, at the drag strip. All racing stuff. Yeah, you know, we just try to notch it up there a little bit every year.
But it sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. I know I'm sure excited. My first opportunity to come to Sturgis with you guys, and I think it's going to be really, really fascinating. And I think anybody else, if it's possible, and I realize, you know, there's still time yet. I don't know how far you may have to travel to find hotel rooms or whatever, but I would sure, if you have that weekend off, it's just, what, 2 weeks away? Isn't that right?
Yeah, the rally actually starts on the 4th. And we'll be in there on the 1st, you know, getting stuff ready, and then we start racing on the 6th.
Okay, so the 6th and the 7th will be the race then. And
actually 6th, 7th, and 8th, I think we're racing
8th.
All 3 days.
Watch out the people of Sturgis.
Tuesday night, I'm going to go live with Sturgis. That's going to be fun.
Stevie live on the net.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, Craig, it's been a pleasure having you and Steve on here with us tonight, and keep up all your good work, and we'll keep getting the message out and getting everybody to these races.
Good deal. More the merrier. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Stevie.
Yes, sir.
What's coming up?
Well, this weekend I'm headed to Grand Bend, Canada for the IHRA. Mopar, Canadian National.
Really?
I think it's going to be absolutely exciting. It's a beautiful facility. The temperatures will be cool, and the fuel cars will be flying. I'm going to come back from that race. Hopefully we'll have some really good interviews on some of the top fuel pilots we're going to talk with this time when I'm up in Canada.
Definitely.
And, of course, the following week, we headed up to the big Harley race up in Sturgis, we talked about tonight. And something a little special about that is I am going to go live, and I have Valerie Thompson, who we had on not too long ago. She's going to be my co-host, and I think that's going to be kind of neat. And whether I'm announcing or whether I'm talking to you from the track, we may end up going downtown even. So who knows? This could be my. That might be the last show if I don't make it home.
Stevie's
it's gonna be fun now. I guarantee you.
Stevie's in the streets of Sturgis. All right, hey, appreciate it, Stevie, and I'll see you in a couple days in Grand Bend.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, guys.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Have a good night.
Yeah, bye-bye.
See ya. And if you lost us on the stream, we have Rick told us what happened.
We archive everything.
I know, but Rick told us what happened.
I fixed it.
No, he told us.
I fixed it.
I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have enough money for cab fare. My truck didn't come back from the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town.
Craig
Someone
Clark
stole my car.
Sick, dude.
There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Marcus, it wasn't my
We do a whole
fault.
Show.
Where the car?
And he puts this kind of crap on us.
He's got, he's got like a ton of these sound bites on there.
Is that what they're called? Sound bites?
Yeah, well, you can call them whatever. I mean,
they're Rick Angie sound bites.
Yeah, but in he spent all that time finding these things and downloading them and stuff.
Because they bite you.
God only knows what else he's got on that hard drive.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't want to know.
We'll find out.
Real Racing USA, another one in the books, man.
Is that what's in it?
Sunshine Reunion Show. Be there.
Watch out.
No doubt, man.
Rocket Man.
What was that address again there, Jack?
Well, let me see.
Oh, yeah, pull it up on
the internet.
Come on,
Jack.
It's 10400 49th Street North.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
Damn.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
He learned.
Starting at 4 o'clock.
We learned him quit.
Rocket Man is Rocket.
Be there.
How many years was Sunshine in business? 50-some years, huh?
46 or something?
46?
46?
A long damn time. And there's going to be a ton of people there. You got to be there next Tuesday night. It is the racing motorsports party of the year in Florida. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it, man.
That's what we want to make it for sure.
Yep, and we'll have pictures. Bill Hunt's here. He's going through his killer tips book. We're going to try and
get some video.
We're going to video the whole damn thing.
And definitely have some sound. Might have some fights in the pits. It's not a racetrack.
But doesn't mean there won't be fights. But
once again,
pits.
Terry Scampton will be there at noon. If you want to bring your race car, you got to work. You want to drop it off at noon, Terry will be there. We're parking and staging cars. We're going to have plenty of cars, old cars, new cars, whole bunch of good stuff, good eats, $10.99, all you can eat, wings, I believe it is, that night on Tuesday night.
Wow.
We're going to start the party at 4 o'clock. We're going to start broadcasting at 6 till 9 or whenever we get done. So
bring your stories and bring your friends.
Thanks to all our guests tonight. Bo Slocum from the ASA Late Models, Christy Hudson and John Mitchell from the AMP Late Model Series out in Arkansas, and Jerry Lewis from Mechanicsville, Virginia, drag racer, IHR drag racer Mark Young, not Dean Martin. Mark Young, Tommy Grimes, who's probably in the hospital now with his throat all totally scorched because
Stevie
put him through the paces.
Wouldn't let him through. Let him lay him off.
And Craig Tharp, general manager of the AH8 All Harley Drag Race.
Got to thank our co-host, the Rocket Man Wayne Jefferson, in the
Rocket
house.
Man.
Appreciate you guys.
And we couldn't do it without the Sound Man.
Ooh.
The Sound Man.
That,
he don't like this. That's what we're going to
The Sound Man.
The Sound Man. Craig Clark, thank you.
Craig's playing the music. Another night of Real Racing USA in the books, right here live from the Snook River Grill, 2505 Manatee Avenue East in Bradenton, Florida. Don't forget, next week, broadcasting live from Pinellas Park, the Sunshine Speedway Reunion Show. Until then, good night now.
When the bright lights have faded to blue, I was thinking about a woman that I loved me. I never in my life. one more time. Now you can spend all your time making money. One more time.